Okay, more of a walkthrough type deal for us today. Consistency was a big message. You know, we've had physical practice, we had mental days, but the consistency part, no repeats, it's just line up, play, concentrate every play, strain in all conditions. You know, there's going to be times when adversity hits us, and there's going to be times when we have good things going. And it doesn't matter. We need to strain the whole 60 minutes. So handle it really well. Really good walkthrough. Guys are really in tune to it. So finish strong now tomorrow.
How many repeats?
One.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Can you update us on Audric and Ivory?
Yeah, both are good. I don't know if Tad, the arrow's up on Audric, and same thing with Ivory. It should be good.
Does Ivory's injury impact the way the rotational work this week so far? Or you guys figured that out?
I don't foresee it.
Are you happy with Rashad Green getting a little bit more muscle on him this offseason?
Yeah. You know, I'm even more pleased about the week of practice he's had. Had a really good week. I talked to him just before we started practice today. Just the way he practiced, his tempo, and how he was going about it. Not that it was ever bad. We just want to keep making sure the arrow's up for him. And I thought he's had a really good week. Now, his strength, he's done a good job with that. His weight, I mean, you're always going to push him to, you know, be even stronger. But yeah, he's in a good place right now.
Could very well be a high-scoring game because of the nature of the offense. Talk about how much you anticipate Marquise Lee being a big X factor.
Well, we've mentioned that from OTAs. He's got the speed factor, you know, but he does some other things very well for us too. So I think he just adds another dimension to us. It's you know, you've got three or four receivers that have different qualities in them. So it's challenging for a defense. But, you know, I just like the way he's going, too. He's put together a couple good weeks now of practice, and, you know, he feels good. So, you know, we'll see how it all comes together.
DBs have a lot of confidence. How important is that going into a game like this?
Well, it's very important. You know, you hope that your team is going into it. And I think when they're confident, that should be a sign that they feel like they're prepared. You know, they're prepared, they understand the task in front of them, the challenges that they're facing, but they're clear on it, and they know what they need to do. So I think when you're prepared like that, it breeds confidence.
Last night's game, they used all their timeouts in the first half, 12 men on the field, delay of games. How much do you try and limit that? Is it tough to, though, that first game?
Well, you know, that's part of what we want to showcase. You know, we talk about enthusiasm, play tough, you know, and one of them's playing smart. And we really got to play smart this game. You play smart every game, but there's so many challenges this team presents with the hard count, with the freebies, with the penalties, the substitutions. So, you know, we got to have a really clean game. So that's been addressed with our team. You know, preseason, we've had some games that we've had too many penalties. So it's a constant, never-ending deal that you keep talking to your team about playing smart.
That's a silly question, but what's your read? What's your pulse on the team?
Very good. You know, a very focused team. You see position groups talking amongst each other, you know, and it's a conversation that, what are we dealing with this week? You know, so you see the DBs together, you see the O-line together, and they're having a lot of conversations about football and what they're going to see. So that's always good. You know, they're really in tune to it. They're talking a lot of football. I can't always say that's how it always has been. This group is really into football now, really, really, really into it. And, you know, so you can tell by how they're watching film together, and they're doing it as groups rather than individuals, which is cool.
How big is your Saturday speech going
to be? If they're counting on the Saturday speech, then, you know, then it's too late. You know,
you
I think.
Pound the drums a little bit.
No, you know what? This team, you know, everything we do, we try to teach them. And, you know, it's more internally, you know, more about you going out there and doing your job and doing it at a high level. And, you know, hopefully it comes from within than from me.
Okay. From the preparation of players, Todd Walsh's first game as defensive coordinator, what's impressed you, not just from what he's taken over, but as far as what he's done?
The details. Just another meeting today that was details. There's no black and there's no gray areas. It's all black and white. Players clearly understand what their responsibilities are. And with that, it breeds confidence. So he's done a great job in the prep time.